President Bush will hold his first formal news conference of the year tonight at 8:30 Eastern Time in the East Room of the White House. He'll face questions about the ongoing violence in Iraq and about his administration's handling of intelligence regarding terrorist threats in the months prior to the September 11th attacks. Over the weekend, the White House declassified a document that the commission investigating the attacks had been pushing to be made public. Called the Daily Presidential Brief, the document is titled "Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S." But following a meeting yesterday in Texas with Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak, President Bush told reporters that the memo, dated August 6, 2001, contained no specific warning that could have prevented attacks the following month.
There was nothing in there that said, you know, there's an imminent attack. There was nothing in the report to me that said, oh, by the way, we've got intelligence that says something is about to happen in America. That wasn't what this report said. The report was kind of a history of Osama's intentions, I guess is the best way to put it, kind of a history of what the agency had known. And you're right, there was a included the fact that the FBI was conducting field investigations, which comforted me. It meant the FBI was doing its job.
And yesterday, word surfaced of another memo, this one dated August 7th, 2001, that the commission now wants declassified. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what about this August 7th memo?
Well, it has a title identical to the one that that was released over the weekend about Osama bin Laden planning strikes in the U.S. AP, the Associated Press, is reporting that the memo dated a day later, though, excluded information about current threats and investigations. That according to unnamed federal officials and executives who have read both documents. This one was distributed more widely through the government. And it, for example, did not mention a threat received in May of 2001 of possible U.S.-based explosive attacks, or specifically that the FBI was worried about al-Qaeda and terrorist casings of the World Trade Center and some buildings and landmarks in New York. So the question is, were the lines about al-Qaeda activity omitted from the second memo for a reason, and did that omission mean that other U.S. agencies and departments did not have the kind of info that would have been very useful to them? So it's another battle over another document, classified, that could prove important as part of the 9/11 investigation.
So why is the president having a news conference tonight? He's not fond of having them.
He certainly does not enjoy these sessions. He's had far fewer news conferences than President Clinton did, far fewer than his father did. This one is rare not just because it'll be in prime time in the East Room. It's rare because they actually gave us a day's warning. Usually we get a half an hour, maybe a couple hours most to prepare. The president himself announced it yesterday. They do these either when they've got good news. The last one, you may recall, was in December, right after the capture of Saddam Hussein. Others have come when there was bad news that they couldn't make go away through other means. That seems to be very much the case with this one in the wake of the ongoing violence in Iraq and the ongoing controversy over the testimony from Richard Clark and Condoleezza Rice before the 9/11 Commission in the past couple of weeks.
So he'll have an opening statement?
It'll be an opening statement. It'll be on Iraq. The White House says it's time that the president update the public, let them know where things are, and restate the mission and the president's resolve. Certainly the public will be looking to see if the administration has altered its plans at all there in the wake of violence and in the wake of that looming deadline of June 30th to hand over power to the Iraqis. It'll be interesting to see if there is anything new at all, especially because it has been such a violent couple of weeks. Yesterday, the president said things are getting better in Iraq, but he did use the phrase, it was a tough week, which many see as an understatement. His language will be interesting tonight.
And you and your colleagues will ask about the document released over the weekend, something the president and others call a historical document rather than one that suggests action and interpretation not everyone agrees with.
Right. The president's position is that he did all he could have done, that there was nothing actionable is the phrase you hear. But the document does mention possible hijackings. It does mention ongoing surveillance and investigations within the United States. So there will be questions about why something wasn't done to perhaps even convene more discussion at the White House about what could possibly be done about these things.
Maybe something on reform of U.S. intelligence?
And it's also likely that will come up. The president raised the issue yesterday, and we'll see if we get any more specifics at all on that this evening.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.